Essay 92. The Book of Scientometrics, The Impact of ECE Theory. It is known with accuracy that the ECE theory is studied regularly throughout the world in up to 168 countries. ECE theory is a new school of thought, which exists alongside the older physics known as the Standard Model. The impact of ECE theory has been measured with accuracy every day for nearly a decade. The subject of measuring scientific impact has been given the name scientometrics. In the old system, impact was measured in a rough and ready way through citations of articles published in journals. This system had several drawbacks, notable among which are the following. Citations did not mean that the cited article had actually been read. There was no way of knowing whether a given work had been read or not. A well-known paper was cited many times out of habit without ever being studied. The old system did not measure the impact of work that was not published in scientific journals. Some of it, important work. An author who worked in routine science had more peers, so citations could accumulate simply because they referred to routine, long-accepted ideas of no particular originality. A very original paper could be recognized as such in many ways, but never cited, because others did not work in the same area. Journal editors and referees were notorious for censoring really new ideas. Referees would not read original papers. Editors would impose automatic restrictions on ideas that challenged the status quo, the age-old tendency to resist the really new. There were delays of many months before a referee would report. I went through all that maybe over 1,000 times, but in about 2002, the first webmaster of www.aias.us, Bob Gray, made me aware of the fact that the impact of websites can be measured by computer. I realized the value of this system and began to keep notebooks of the impact. I soon realized that it was astonishing, vast, and overwhelming. So I decided in April 2004 to make a systematic recording of it. This became the Book of Scientometrics, which is now archived for conservation in the British Library from the National Library of Wales. The impact is measured in several different ways. In computer jargon, they include distinct visits, files downloaded, hits, page views, gigabytes downloaded, and many ways of listing the articles on aias.us in order of most read. This jargon is explained in many sites and is very well known by now. In order for any of these measures to be recorded, an article must have been read. That is an immediate and crucially important advantage over the old citation system. Astonishingly, careers, promotions, prizes, funding, and all the exigencies of society all depended on the citation system. I was used to receiving reprint requests for offprints of papers. There were very many of those, but nothing compared with the impact of AIAS.us. This began to take off early in 2003 with the emergence of the first ECE paper. The interest quickly became overwhelming, so it was impossible to note it all down by hand. I had to devise a filtering system that concentrated on the intellectual elite, the world of universities, institutes, organizations, government departments, military facilities, high school districts, medical facilities, and household corporations. I estimate that this sector amounts to about 2% of the vast total. From April 30th, 2004, I began to keep a record of this sector. The result is the Book of Scientometrics. Lately, I decided to send out a daily report which shows which paper or article has been read at which university and similar. Every 2 weeks, the results are put together. Over nearly a decade of recording from April 2004, it is clear beyond a trace of doubt that the ECE theory has been accepted worldwide. It is constantly being read in all the best universities and similar by staff and students. In addition, what I can see and define is probably only the tip of the iceberg, because many use private computers. I can identify them only through their institutes and departments, but that is sufficient to know with complete confidence that the ECE is the foremost new thought of the 21st century in natural philosophy. I can estimate that the material on the ECE sites has been read about 35 million times in just over a decade. The interest is steady and will last for the indefinite future. The measure of impact is completely objective. The number of readings, for example, is measured from the number of distinct visits. There are about 10 readings on average for each distinct visit. From December 2006, the vast total has been recorded by computer in a file that extends to thousands of pages. I think that appointments, promotions, prizes, and funding should all be awarded on the basis of this type of scientific impact measure. Finally, all the ECE papers are in Google Scholar and are all accepted as bona fide papers. The way in which impact has been measured has been made more accurate, and democracy has been introduced into science. Impact is no longer measured by dubious citation of elitist, censorious journals.